Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now Nintendo is suing other developers. Great. For May 30th, 2023, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in about 5 minutes. Coming up, looks like Kick has started to pick up a little momentum, and Naughty Dog has delayed The Last of Us multiplayer. Last Friday, Dolphin, the open-source GameCube Wii emulator, announced they were releasing on Steam over the weekend. However, in typical Nintendo fashion, shortly after the announcement, legal action was filed, with Valve receiving a warning shot from Nintendo lawyers about the potential Digital Millennium Copyright Act violation Dolphin's creators were about to commit. Nintendo's lawyers argued that Dolphin specifically violates anti-circumvention and anti-trafficking provisions within the DMCA. Valve, in response to this, voluntarily removed the Dolphin Steam page, which means without Nintendo actually filing a DMCA takedown notice, the Dolphin team doesn't have much legal recourse to get it back on Steam. The only real option the Dolphin developers have is to appeal directly to Valve. Though, given what's at stake, I doubt Dolphin or Valve really want to go down that road, because legal action with Nintendo could go two ways. The first would be that Nintendo wins the DMCA lawsuit and further erodes emulation, which has been under attack for decades. Or the Dolphin devs win and emulation software is further vindicated. However, with Valve specifically stepping in to take Nintendo's legal option away, it allows Dolphin devs to still operate within their gray area, where the Dolphin emulator is still available on things like GitHub and other software repositories. Dolphin just won't be available on Steam, which sucks, but this is probably the best outcome, given how bloodthirsty Nintendo has become regarding emulation and modding. And Stream Elements and Rainmaker.gg released their April State of the Stream report. This time around, we got a deep dive into Kick.com. Kick has been steadily gaining viewership over the last 4 months, with January hitting 12.8 million hours and rising all the way to 51.9 million hours watched in April. Compared to Twitch, though, Kick is still a small-time player. Twitch amassed 1.72 billion hours watched in April, which is a 4% decrease from March's 1.80 billion hours watched. Kick has started to pick up momentum in active channels, going from 9,000 to 67,000 from January to April. And again, compared to Twitch, Kick has a long way to go. Twitch, as of April, had 4.67 million active channels. Stream Elements showed us the top five categories for Kick, with Just Chatting, gambling, Grand Theft Auto roleplay, hot tubs, and watch parties, filling out the first through fifth places, respectively. As for the top streamers on Kick, all of them are former Twitch streamers. Aiden Ross took the first spot and amassed an alarming 6.25 million hours watched. Trainwrecks TV, Rothstein, Action Man, and Destiny also make up the second through fifth places. The State of the Stream report also points out that women haven't cracked the top 10 on Kick yet, with the closest woman, Shadow Savari, coming in at the 22nd on the platform. Overall, Kick.com is making huge leaps and bounds in viewership, despite platforming controversial and problematic streamers. While I welcome competition with Twitch, I can't help but worry about the potential problems Kick.com is introducing into the streaming market. And now with Rumble trying to break away from their right-wing image by signing people like Kai Cenat, iShowSpeed, and as of yesterday, Mizkif, the streaming landscape is definitely starting to change. While Sony graced us with a strong showcase last week, one of Sony's premier studios, Naughty Dog, was absent despite having a couple of irons in the proverbial fire, which had fans of The Last of Us series asking questions about the proposed multiplayer project that was teased back in 2019. Since then, we have gotten sparse updates, one in 2021 saying that Naughty Dog is still working on The Last of Us multiplayer project, and one in 2022 where Naughty Dog promised we'd see the actual reveal sometime in 2023. However, we're nearly halfway through 2023, and Naughty Dog has been particularly quiet until now. Over the weekend, Naughty Dog addressed fans' concerns on Twitter, stating that the reason we haven't heard anything about the proposed Last of Us multiplayer game is due to it needing more time. Naughty Dog also confirmed that they are still working on a new, quote, single-player experience, and will have more information on that soon. Following this statement, Bloomberg's Jason Schreier released a report shedding light on why Naughty Dog is letting this multiplayer game cook. Schreier's sources claim that Sony has tasked Bungie to assess all of Sony's, quote, games as a service. Bungie has allegedly raised concerns that The Last of Us multiplayer lacks an ability to keep players engaged. And as a result, Naughty Dog is scaling back the development of the multiplayer project, allowing for Sony to reevaluate the direction of the game. Schreier's sources also claim that a good portion of The Last of Us multiplayer devs have been moved on to other projects. Overall, I think Sony and Naughty Dog made the right decision here. The gaming industry is inundated with subpar AAA titles as of late, and pushing out another multiplayer disaster wouldn't be a good idea. However, pulling devs off the project doesn't bode well and could be an early warning that this game is on the road to being canceled. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back tomorrow for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_RNG. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.